Now let's live the gospel with Pete Gilmore.
In the Acts of the Apostles, we hear, all who believed were together and had all things in common. They would sell their possessions and goods and distribute the proceeds to all, as any had need. You see, in the beginning of the Christian church, in fact, the same chapter that contains the birth of the church, the coming of the Holy Spirit, we hear this radical notion. All who believed were together and had all things in common. They held nothing back for themselves and instead shared everything, selling their possessions and goods and then giving out what money came from those things. Two chapters later, the author reiterates the point even more strongly. Now the whole group of those who believed were of one heart and soul, and no one claimed private ownership of any possessions, but everything they owned was held in common. You see, they weren't just together, they were of one heart and soul, and because of that, no one claimed private ownership of anything. Let's be honest, as we look around the Christian world, this isn't what we see. We definitely see giving to God, our churches, and to those in need inside and outside our communities, but not the radical communal example of the early church. What did they do differently that we don't? Are we missing something? Probably the easiest example to think of where we do hold things in common with others would be in our families, particularly marriages. In healthy marriages, there isn't your money and my money, there's just our money. In recent decades, we've seen the rise of prenuptial agreements, just-in-case clauses, clear lines marked out so that what belonged to you and to me before there was an us, just in case. We're one, but just in case we're not one, we won't forget what's mine is mine and what's yours is yours. That sounds a little different to the idea of marriage, doesn't it? Everything that I am and all that I will be, everything I have, all of me, I give to you freely, and the two become one. Perhaps that's why we say, in good times and in bad, we'll be one during the harvest and during the sowing, during the spring and the autumn. We choose to be one even when everything inside me wants us to be two. And this is the point, which St. Paul tells us so clearly in 1 Corinthians. In the body of Christ, if one member suffers, all suffer together with it. If one member is honored, all rejoice with it. We won't be one in everything if we aren't one in everything. Joys, sorrows, victories, defeats, seasons of plenty and seasons of loss. One heart and soul, one body and one spirit, one hope, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all. Perhaps the secret to us holding all things in common is holding the things that truly matter in common so that we freely let go of the things that don't. This week, let's join Jesus in his prayer that we might be one. God bless.